So hi guys, we're actually at the parking lot of the church, and we want to record. I actually met one of my friends. His name is Love Ade Onshu, and he's going to be telling us about his journey with addiction and how he was set free and everything. I just want to show you guys that you're not the only person in this race, or you're not the only person in this journey going through what you're going through, and it's actually very possible to be free 100% from addiction. So hi Love. So how did you start?
For me, it started in 2015. It was during my long vacation. So in school, after 100 level, we used to have about 3 months of holiday. So I mean, you know what I do? I don't let those to people. And so that was the start for me. But prior to that time, just a little experiences with R-rated movies, nothing too sexual or explicit. Just American movies, kissing, and then demonstration of sexual act, but nothing explicit. But then it all started during that long holiday.
So I want to ask here, you knew Christ at the point when you were going through addiction?
Correct. I was about 3 years into my Christian walk. I remember receiving the life of Christ in September 2011. So that's like 3 years. I was still in secondary school then. And yeah, I quite was also consistent in my fellowship and devotion around this period of time.
Yeah. Okay, I also want to ask another question here.
Sure.
This question is actually, I actually want to explain this particular question to every people that are going to be listening. So my question is, when you understood, or when you wanted to come out from it, how did you come out from addiction? Let me use that word. How did you come out from addiction?
All right. So first off, let me talk about my struggles, right? Mm-hmm. So I tried different things, and there was a time you were sharing with me off the record of how you also did some other things. So I also tried blocking sites, though not officially, and then I also tried sometimes handing over my devices. But when the urge comes, there's always a way, you find a way. And then for me, my freedom actually came when I actually understood the depth of God's love, and I took my attention off trying to overcome a struggle. I saw my addiction as a sign, like a symptom, more of a symptom than a cause. So instead of trying to pluck off the fruit of a tree, I just had to be digging the roots of that tree. So my understanding of God's love took some pressure off. So I was like, whether or not I get off this thing, I know God loves me. So when I settled that in my heart, I then now had to pay attention of what was really of concern, which was what I was feeding, right? What I was feeding on, and what I was feeding my spirit man, and also my flesh. So when I understood all that, taking the pressure off me, and being also in a company of like believers, right? It really helped, me. And then what was very surprising is how the desire just severed off. I mean, there are many times where I will have, I'll be sober for like months, and then all of a sudden, one careless night, as people like to call it, and then I'm back, and then it's weeks of struggle again, then I'll go sober again, after making some resolution, Lord, I won't do this again, and then after some time, relapses. So I had, my own addiction spurred for about 3 years, 4 years, right, from 2015 to like, I think 2019, thereabout. So mine was that long, and it was usually soberness, then relapses, but then true freedom came when I understood the depth of God's love, and I took my attention off trying to, work myself out to be pleasing to God, but knowing that I was God's beloved one, and knew that I just had to feed my spirit more and starve my flesh, because addiction is really just a symptom, just a sign that something is deficit.
Hey guys, so this is actually me properly recording this episode, and you just finished listening to Love's story. Yeah, Love, that's his name. You just finished listening to Love's story, and I would love you to pause this podcast and probably rewind and listen to it again, or just think about it. Yeah, if you listen to it, you find out that he said that he got his freedom when he understood who he was in Christ, when he got the revelation of who he was in Christ. And that's what I'm going to be teaching today, the revelation of who Christ is, because it was when I understood who I was in Christ Jesus, I broke free. First, before I start this podcast or before I start teaching, I want to apologize. Last week has really, really, really been tough for me. Like all my gadgets sports. I don't understand my system sport, my phone got sport. So for everybody that registered for me to talk to them, pray with them, and add them to the group where I teach, I'm really, 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 really sorry. I'm going to get to that when I'm done, when I get a new phone and probably a new system. So apologies out of the way. Let's talk about the person of Christ. So I got the revelation of the person of Christ actually while praying. And obviously, not just while praying, but while studying my devotion. And this is how it is. When you study Christ, you not only study Christ, but you study who you are. Like, Jesus is actually who you are. The Bible makes us to understand that as he is, so are we. Not as he was, so are we. As he is right now, as Jesus is, so are we. So it only makes sense for us to understand who we are. We need to understand who Christ is. So when I was understanding, when I was studying the person of Christ, I got to a point where I called Jesus the pattern king. What do I mean? The Bible makes us understand that he died and he rose up again. That is to a normal man's point of view. But revelation makes us to understand that we died with him and we rose up with him. Like our dead man is dead. Like our old man is dead, rather. Our old man is dead in Christ. But we live now. We live the life of Christ. And not only that, would we live the life of Christ, we do what he did. He healed the sick, we healed the sick. He cast out devils, we cast out devils. So we living his life means that what he did on earth is what we are going to do on earth, even more, he says. So that means Christ has actually laid a pattern for us on how we should live our life and on who we are. So if Christ is a healer, then I'm a healer. If Christ was free from sin, then I'm free from sin. If Christ could live free from sin, then I can live free from sin. These are powerful statements. These are really, really powerful statements. And the only way to break free from the only way or the process in which you break free from masturbation, cigarettes, whatever, addiction, yeah, is by understanding who you are in Christ Jesus. You see, many of you are going to be listening to this podcast, and you're going to be thinking, Emeka is only talking about people that watch pornography, and that is not true. I'm not only talking about people that watch pornography. The truth is, pornography is just the result of a need that is not being satisfied. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. Let me repeat that statement. Pornography is just the result of a need that is just not being satisfied. So that need might actually be lost. That need might be stress. So it can manifest in different ways. It might manifest in cigarettes, smoking. It might manifest in probably using your phone, being addicted to your phone or whatever, in drinking, alcohol, whatever. But these habits are not born by the Spirit of God. It's born by the flesh. Do you understand? So the only way for you to subdue or dominate the flesh is by you to walk in the Spirit. Just the same thing our brother Paul Love was talking about there. So you're listening to this and you're saying, Emeka says, as a believer, we are like Christ. But I am not seeing that. I am not seeing what Emeka is saying. What is he saying? Like, what is he saying? And I'm going to explain what I'm saying. So let's go to Genesis, back in Genesis, when Abraham's name was Abram. Now, God gave Abram a promise, and he says, you're going to be the father of nations. But this man's mentality was just stuck on having a child. So this is what God did. God brought him out and God showed him the stars. God showed him God showed him the stars and God showed him the sands and he says, count them, and he couldn't. And God says, that is how your children are going to be. And that was not enough. God then changed his name from Abraham to Abraham. So what you as a reader doesn't understand was, what God did was, God wanted Abraham to tell the world who he was right then from God's point of view, which was father of all nations. And that is what Abraham meant. So this is a man named Abraham telling his friends that are calling him, oh, yo, Abraham, what's up? And he says, no, my name is Abraham from now on. And another person says, oh, Abraham, how are you doing? And he says, no, my name is Abraham, meaning father of all nations. It's like somebody coming, from my old life and saying, oh, you're an addict. And I say, no, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And the person says, ah, Emeka, you're a scam. And he says, no, you're getting it wrong. I am forgiven. Jesus says I'm forgiven. All my sins are forgiven. Oh, someone says, oh, you are lonely. And I'm like, no, I'm not lonely. The Holy Spirit is in me. I'm the temple of the Holy Ghost. And most of the time, it is not even people telling you this, is your mind. Your mind reminds you of everything you've done. But because you know who you are in Christ Jesus, because you've studied the person of Christ, you now know who you are. You now tell your mind, no, mind, this is who I am in Christ Jesus. One thing you have to understand is, your mind was not saved. Your body was not saved. Your spirit was born again. Your spirit is actually the person that is actually born again, and your spirit is you. You have a mind. Your mind is not you. That's one thing you want to understand, or you need to understand. And this is what I will actually be explaining in depth in the group. This episode, I'll actually be introducing the Telegram group I actually have for my guys, for my friends, which you can be one of, that are actually struggling with one form of addiction or the other. I'll be explaining in depth into the person of Christ and who he is and who you are and everything, the gospel and what you need to do, practical steps to take. Do you understand? So if you are interested, subscribe. Just subscribe and make sure the number you're giving to me is the number you're using for Telegram. So I would add you up to the Telegram group and we'll pray together. We'll have devotion together. And I'm having a strong feeling we'll meet one of these days. So if you're interested, please subscribe. And if this has nothing to do with you, please share with somebody. Share with someone that is in need of this. You are actually a real MVP if you're listening to this point. Thank you so much.